Tonight's daf is daf pei. So we got to the last three words on Ayin Tesamim Beis. The Gemara quotes a brisa, Tanya Rebbe Omer. So Rebbe Omer says a very important statement. Rebbe Omer, kol ha-shi'urim kulan b'kazayis. All shi'urim. Now Rashi just qualifies that. Kol shi'urim ha'amurim ba'ochlim. When it comes to food, all food shi'urim are kazayis. Chutz mitumas ochlim, with the exception of tumas ochlim, that for food to become tameh, that food has to be a different shi'ur. Why is Tumas Ochlin different than any other shir of Achila? Shashina Kasav Bimashman, because the Pasuk changed its formulation by Tuma, so therefore Shinu Chachamim Bishirun. So Chachamim responded to the change of the Pasuk, and they said, oh, there must be a change in the shir. V'rai L'davar, the proof for this point is Yom HaKippurim. My Shina Hakasav Bimashma. Where do we find any change by Yom Kippur? They changed the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, "Me from the Pasuk, lo su'une." It doesn't say, lo sochel, it says, "Me lo su'una." So from the fact that it changed to lo su'una, meaning you shouldn't afflict yourself, rather you should afflict yourself and you shouldn't eat. So therefore, my shinu chachamim. So how did the chachamim themselves respond and change? So they said, on Yom Kippur, bishiureha kikoseve. So Yom Kippur is a different shir. So too, they say, by achila, tumas ochlin, it's also a different shir. Gemara asks, "My raya the davar Yom Kippurim? What if the pasuk changes itself by tumas ochlim? Why do you have to bring a proof that Yom Kippur also changes the pasuk? Why does it have to have a proof?" So Gemara says, "Dime hasam, had we only had a change in the pasukim by tumas ochlim, hava mina, I would have thought that orcha dekrahu. That's the way the pasuk writes. Sometimes the pasuk changes things up, but that shouldn't be an indicator that there's a change in the shir." But now that we have by Yom Kippur, they also changed the pasuk, and the Chachamim changed the shir because of that. That tells us that by Tumas Ochlin also, from the fact that the pasuk changes the wording, it must be as a change in the shir. So what's the story with Tumas Ochlin? So Gemara says Tumas Ochlin is kibetza. It's the size of a kibetza. If it's less than a kibetza, that food cannot become tameh. Minal, and how do you know? So Amar Rabbi Yebohu, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Damar Kra. The pasuk says Mikol ha'ochel asher yachel ochel. The pasuk says, "Mikol ochel asher yeachel," any food that is eaten. What's a double lashon of achila? Ochel haba machmas ochel, food that comes from food. What's food that comes from food? Ze beitas tarnegolas, an egg that comes from a chicken. So that's a beta. That's how we know that the shear for tumas ochlin is a beta. Mari says, "Veima gedi." I mean, gedi, a little kid goat comes from another goat. That's also food that comes from food. So Gemara says, no, gedi is not food yet because it's mechus shechita. You need to shecht it. So it's not food until you shecht it. It's missing a maisa. So that pasuk of Tumas Ochlin can't be referring to the shear of a gedi. So Gemara says, fine, ema ben pekua. Ben pekua, we've said in the past, is you shecht an animal, you find inside there's a calf inside the cow. And that calf is called a ben pekua. So lach is when you shech the mother cow and you find it could be a live calf inside, you don't need a shechita, you could just eat it. So that doesn't require shechita. So maybe it should be referring to a ben paku, whatever size of shear a ben paku is, a calf, an unborn calf is, that should be the shear of Tumas Ochlin because that's also ochel mit haba mit machmas ochel. Gemara says no, ben paku also isn't ready to be eaten because ta'an kriya, it requires kriya. Why does it require kriya? So you look at Rashi. Rashi says Tan Kriya, the Tanan. The Mishnah tells us Kora Umotza is Damo. Now, even though this animal doesn't require Shechita, it's still Aser to eat the Dam. The blood is still Iser Deraisa. So you need to tear open the animal and salt it and get rid of all the Dam, and only then is it permitted to be eaten. So that's not called Ochel Machmas Ochel, as opposed to an egg. The moment an egg is laid, you can eat the egg. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So now we agree. We're talking about a Beta. But maybe say it's Ema Betas Bar Yuchni. Maybe it's referring to a Beta of a large bird, as opposed to a regular chicken egg. Gemara says, Tafsa Muba Lo Tafsa, Tafsa Muba Tafsa. We have the option of a large shear versus a smaller shear, so we invoke the concept that you always go for the smaller one. So a smaller, between the two, between a, I'm not sure what kind of, what's the animal of the Bar Yuchni, an ostrich or something? It's a large bird, whatever. An Of Gazel, okay. An ostrich is pretty bird. Is that the biggest bird, the ostrich, I think? I think it's the biggest bird. Okay, either way. So, what? It
can't fly.
Can't fly. That she cannot fly. But still a bird. I know. Oh, you should go to the zoo. So the ostrich, if you have the big egg of the ostrich or the chicken egg, you should go for the small one because we always go for the smaller shoe. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So the chicken egg isn't the smallest egg that we have. Ema biasa ditzipurasa dezuta. Maybe two of them. Maybe a very small bird, a hummingbird, let's say. So that's a very small egg, I would imagine. I've never seen one either. So Gemara says, Rabbi Abohu didei amar mikol ha'ochel sheyechel. So ochel shata ochel bebas achas. What it means is food that you could eat bebas achas. V'shiaru chachamim ein beis habliya machzik yosem beitzes tarnigolos. So of course you could swallow a hummingbird egg or anything small in one shot, but we're looking for a food that's going to fill you up in one shot, fill your throat up in one swallow. That's the idea. So they say chachamim were able to tell and ascertain that a beitzes tarnigolos is exactly how much fits down the throat at one time. A hummingbird egg is too small, and an ostrich egg is certainly way too big. So that's how they define the beitz as tarnagolas, as the shear for tumas ochlim. Gemara says, now, Amar Abelazar, ha-ochel chaylev, bizman hazeh. Chaylev is iser fats, is a chi of curries for eating chaylev, certain parts of the animal. Bizman hazeh, one who eats that bizman hazeh, tzarech sheyichtov lo shear. He has to write down the shear. Now, even though the loch is if a person violates any avera, Bishogig, that would ultimately, would really normally be karis. But if a person did an avera, bemazed, which would result in karis, if he did a bishogig, he has to bring a carbon chatas. So chaylev would be karis, but done bishogig, you bring a carbon chatas. So if a guy eats chaylev bishogig bizman hazeh, so there's obviously no carbon chatas to bring, but he should write down how much chaylev he ate. Why? Shema yovo beisdin acher v'yirbe b'shirum. Perhaps beisdin is going to come and change a shirum, and they're going to make the shirum larger. What does that mean? My yirba bishirum. What does that mean? They're going to increase the shirum. Ename if it means the mechayve carbon akazayis katan, that they're going to make you chayve on a small amount of akazayis. So what you ate today actually wasn't akazayis. You ate a very small. You ate, a tiny piece of crumb. So now they say in the future that's going to be a crumb is the size of an egg. So now I'm akazayis rather. So then you're going to be chayve. So the Gemara says, v'hatanya, but doesn't the Braisa say, a person who did something that they shouldn't be doing, then they felt guilty. So Hashem midiyaso, maybe carbon ashkagaso. The person who does tshuva, he brings the carbon. Lo shavat midiyaso, a person who doesn't do tshuva, ain maybe carbon ashkagaso, he doesn't bring a carbon. So what that means is the guy did nothing wrong. Bizman hazeh nowadays, the shir of a kazayis is this. I eat that much chela. That's no chiv. So nothing for me to do tshuva on. So just because later on, in a few years, they're going to have the Beit HaMikdash and there's going to be a small shirum, when I did the Avera, there's no Avera at the time. So that can't be the case. So Elul Gemara says, must be, Dilo Mechayiv Karban Adika Kazayis Gadol. Meaning that right now the Kazayis is like this. I'm Chayiv to bring a Karban. But in the future, they might say, you're not Chayiv until you have this much of a shir. So in which case, I wouldn't have to bring them. So you write down how much you ate. And then if they say you didn't eat enough, bizman hamikdash, then you would be potter from bringing. Because had you brought a carbon when you weren't supposed to, that's a violation of which avera? Which avera is it to bring a carbon when you're not supposed to? What? Chul bazar. There's an isser machlokas deraisa derabanan, but everyone agrees there's certainly an isser of maybe chul bazar, an animal that is a carbon that's not really a carbon, that you're not chayivin, you can't bring into the base of mikdash. So that's why you write down this shir. So the Gemara says, Ulamai de salakadaita, the havamina, meikara, the mechayiv carbon akazayis katan. That they might say you're a chayiv on a smaller shear, if that's what the hav, that was the havamina. My yibra bishirim, what does it mean that they made the shirim larger? That havamina, what meant that they made the shirim smaller? So the Gemara explains what it means is, shema yibra bikarbonos machmas shirim. Maybe there's going to be more karbonos in light of the larger, the smaller shiurim. That was the havamina. But the Gemara ended up rejecting it and say, no, a person should write down the shiur, how much of chaylev he ate, or any other veira, because he might they might change the shiurim bizman hamikdash. Now, all the mefarshim, the Sfas Emes and others, connect this to a Gemara in the beginning of Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel ben, I forget his name, Rabbi Shmuel, who wrote down, he one time, he was challenging the Chacham. The Chacham said that in Shabbos, one shouldn't learn by a light, by a lamp, because he might tilt it to adjust it, and that's going to, moving the oil will be mechabe or mavir, it's going to make the fire increase or decrease. And he said, oh, come on, who's going to do that? And one time he went to do it, and he almost did it. Or one opinion says he actually tilted it. So he wrote down that I'm chayv to bring a chatas shemena, a very fat chatas, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. So the question is that something that we should all do also? All the chatas that we do, keep a list, or should we not do this? That's a discussion found in the poskim. Okay. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shiurim v'onchin halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. All shiurim, all sizes, and all punishments is a certain tradition we have, halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that's not written in the Torah at all. You guys are going to say, what? Onchin k'smichtav k'sivi. What do you mean? Open up Parshas Achrimos, Parshas Kedoshim, all over the place. It tells you all the different onchim. So, Ella hachikamar. Rabbi Yochanan's statement meant to say, shiurim shel onchim halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. How much one has to eat, or whatever the ma'aseh there is the shear of the onshin is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Tanin Ami Hachi, the Brisa says the same thing. Shi'urim shel onshin halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Now, Achaim Omrim, others say, Beis dinal shel yavet tiknum. The Beis din of yavet, say later, I'm not sure when they lived exactly, but Beis din was the one who actually instituted shi'urim, and it wasn't a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Now, there's a klal, the Rambam writes, that there's never a machlokas by halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. So this is right here, we have an example. So one of the famous one that they point to is the halachas, the sugi in the second parak of Ketzer Regel in Baba Kama by Tzoros. Tzoros is an opinion that when an animal is walking and kicks up a pebble, the pebble causes damage, that's Tzoros. So Simcha says you pay nezek shalim, you pay the full amount, like any other damage. If an animal kicks directly and damages, you pay shalim. So if it knocks a pebble, that's also nezek shalim. But the opinion of the Chachamim is that you only pay Chati Nezek. So where do you find Chati Nezek? The only time you find Chati Nezek is by a short tam. If a short gore is something on one of the first three offenses, you pay half the damage. That's a special din we have, based on the Psukim tells us that. Machlok is whether it's a Knas or Mammon. But where do you find Tzoros? What is the answer? It's a Halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that comes down. So they all ask in the Rambam, doesn't the Rambam say there's never a Machlokas at all by Halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai? You know the answer by Netziv? You know what the Netziv writes? Very good, right? So,
he uses
the Gemara doesn't actually say halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Right, here it does, exactly. By Tzoros it doesn't say. It says halacha l'gemirili. When we see halacha l'gemirili, that ratio he says, that's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. But the Netziv writes in his Hakdama to the Shiltas, Hamak Shela, he has a whole long discussion. The Rambam and Perish Mishnayos. He lists all the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, but he forgets so many of them. He five of them he lists only?
No,
he lists a very short list of what's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. So then Tziv says, what happened to all the other ones that we mentioned in Shas? So he concludes, whenever it says gemirile, that's not halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai l'fi the Rambam. That's mipir shmua, it's a certain mesorah, but not a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. And therefore, that's okay to have a machlokas by Tzoros, because that's not a real halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. The question is, what's going on here, though? It says halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Yeah, there's a debate. I don't know the answer. Let's get to the two dots, and I'll see if someone answers it on the side. So the Gemara says, so really, it's based in that had established the shiurim shel onshin. So Gemara says v'haktiv, but doesn't the pasuk say elu ha-mitzvos she'ein navi rashai l'chadesh? Elu ha-mitzvos. These are the mitzvos that are, and we interpret it to mean these mitzvos and nothing else. And a navi, and even a bezdin, certainly not. Maybe you could say the difference. Maybe a bezdin more so than a navi, because lo b'shamayim. But no one's able to be mechadesh. No one can add on to the Torah. Davar miyata. From that point on, so how could a bezdin sheyaveit add on shiurim? Ella shachachem v'chazu v'yastam. We have this concept of Gemara in Sukkah and Megillah and elsewhere saying we had a mesorah, we forgot the mesorah. So then this later bezdin or perhaps later rav had refound the lost Torah. So Unklus, Targum. Unklus was the one who wrote Targum. But don't we know it's a din from Halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, from Kabbalah Satorah, we got Targum. So Gemara says, we had Targum, we forgot Targum, Unklus had rediscovered Targum. So he was given credit with that. I guess simply that we forgot it. I guess probably we forgot it, right. I guess, right, that's the answer, exactly. Okay, very good. Two dots. The Gemara says, Hashos said Malei Lugmav. So the Mishnah said, how much does one have to drink to violate Isser Shasiya on Yom Kippur? Malei Lugmav, when the cheeks are full. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo Malei Lugmav. It's not that your mouth is really full. Ela kol she'ilu yisal kenu letzad echad v'yira k'malei Lugmav. If you take whatever drink is in your mouth and you push over to the side and you blow up your mouth, it looks like you're full. That's enough, which of course is a smaller shear. The Gemara says, "V'ha'anantan mali lugmav." Our Mishnah says a actual full mouthful. So Gemara says, "Ema kimali lugmav." We have to change the gears of the Mishnah to be it's like a mali lugmav. It appears as if your mouth is full, even though it's not really. Gesundheit. Meisiv. The Gemara asks a question: "Kama yish sevi yeh chayiv?" How much should one drink and be chayiv? Now, is this Bryce talking about Shabbos? Yom Kippur. I assume it is. Let's assume it is for now. So the Gemara says, Beishami Omrim Revius. If you have a Revius, you're Chayiv. And Beitila Omrim Mali Lugmav, an actual mouthful. Rabbi Yehuda Omrim Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Kim Mali Lugmav, he has the opinion of it, looks like a mouthful. And then the fourth opinion is Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseir Amar Kidei Gemia, which I think is just a swallowing. How do they define Gemia? Usually that we Gemila swallowing an egg. Yeah, that's what it usually refers to. They define it here in any way? It's fine. Okay.
Liquid for the swallow.
Okay, so.
Gemia refers to like a raw egg.
Though. Yeah, raw egg. So anything liquid.
That kind of volume.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a different shear. So the Gemara says, so what's the issue we see from here, though? What's the kasha?
She says the kasha is from Beis Hillel.
Let's see, Beis Hillel. So we normally pass like Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel is Mali Lugmav. We said before, Kim Mali Lugmav. So the Gemara says, Mi Adifa Mi Masnisin Deok Mina Kedishira. Hachanami Kedishira. So we could change the gears of this brisa too. When Beis Hillel says Mali Lugmav, let's say Kidei Kim Mali Lugmav. The problem with that is, if we change Beis Hillel, Ihachi Hainu Rebbe Elazar. That's exactly what Rebbe Elazar said. He says Mamish Kamali Lugmav. Mara says there's still an afkamina between Beis Hillel and Rebbe Eliezer. Ika Benayu Mali Lugmav Dochuk. How tight a Mali Lugmav is. So there seems to be a very subtle difference between, I'm not sure who says which one. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Ika Benayu Kamali Lugmav Dochuk. The Beis Hillel Bainan Kidei Shias HaKenu L'Tzad Echad V'Yirek Kimali Lugmav B'Revach, a very wide type of Mali Lugmav, and Rebbe Elazar Kimali Lugmav Dachuk, a narrower, tighter type of mouthful appearance. Okay, a subtle difference between the two. Gemara says, now Maskiv L'Rav Hoshaya Im Kain, if that's the case, Hava Le Mekuli Beis Shammai Mechumra Beis Hillel. What turns out is that Beis Shammai says a Revius, and Beis Hillel requires a Mali Lugmav. So which is larger? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Im Kain, Dile Beis Hillel de Mechai Bechdei Shias HaKenu, you have to appear like a mouthful, Havale Batzir Mirvius. That's a smaller shear than a Revius. Now what it means is that's a Chumra for Beis Hillel. I will violate Yom Kippur sooner than according to Beis Shammai's opinion, because even for a Mali Lugmav, I will violate it. But Beis Shammai requires a Revius, which isn't that large either. But so it's going to be on the list. Normally, Beis Hillel is Mekel. Beis Shammai is Machmir, but we have an exception of six of them. The Mishan Edios tells us there are six exceptions where Beis Shammai is Mekel. This should be number seven. Beis Shammai says you're not Chayiv until you have a Revius. He's more Mekel than Beis Hillel. So answers the Gemara, Amar Lei, the response is going to Amar Beis now. Ki Itshal, when they asked this question, Bog Melcha Bashan Itshal. They were asking with respect to Melcha Bashan Og. He was a large individual. So for him, what's a shear? So we see when it comes to Mali Lugmav, it's very subjective. It depends on the person, how big his mouth is. That's why it's brought down in Hilchot Yom Kippurim. If a person needs to drink on Yom Kippur, so he should really measure his own mouth, how much it should be to have less than Pachos Mishir. So each person, it's subjective to his cheekful. In which case, and if that's the case, then Havi Beis Shammai L'chumra. So now Beis Shammai says it's Revius. Beis Hillel says Mali Lugmav of Og is much bigger. So that's why Beis Hillel is a kula, because until you have that much for Og, you're going to be far away from violating the Isser of Yom Kippur.
On a practical basis, does a large, typical person use Mali Lugmav be more than a Revius?
I don't know. They talk about it in the Shulchan Aruch. It's mentioned. I don't remember which way it is. It sounds like from this, it sounds like from Rashi that a typical person would be smaller than Revius. The average person was less, he said. I think so. Okay. Mar says, Maskivla Rebbe Zera, Maishna Achila Dechol Chad V'Chad B'Kikoseves, Hu Maishna Kshisya Dechol Chad V'Chad B'Didei. Kikoseves is an objective shear. You take a date and that's the size. But when it comes to Shisya, each person changes depending how big or small his mouth is. What's the difference? So Amalei Abai, Abai says, Kimle de Rabbanan Rabbananu B'Kikoseves de Behachi Misvedaite. Batsamahachi Lo Misvei. When it comes to eating, a kosevis for every single person is going to give them some level of satisfaction. When it comes to shesia, bididei misvedaite, bidichari lo misvedaite. It all depends on the person's mouth. It's very subjective. That's what they knew. They understood that. Okay, there's no arguing. So maskivla Rebbe Zeira v'chala olam kula b'kukoseves v'og mechabashim b'kukoseves. Wait, how does that make sense? Now, if it's objective, so this huge giant, he's going to have a little date that's going to satisfy him. For me, that's going to satisfy me. But for og mechabashim, that doesn't make any sense. So the answer back is Amar Le Abaye. Abaye responds again. Well, this is pretty interesting, actually. Just some of the history here for a second before I answer the question. Rebbe Zeira is the one who's doing all these questioning here. Rebbe Zeira and Rebbe Yirmiya were bar plutzas many times. And we find that Rebbe Yirmiya was really asking these questions of Shirim all the time. That's the reason why the Gemara Baba Basra says he was kicked out of the Beis Medrash. She said, you're telling me a mikvah of Mea Sa, of Arbaim Sa is a mikvah, but Mea Arba Sa, sorry, Arbaim Sa minus a little bit, that's not going to be a mikvah? Was tiny drop of water is going to change? And they kicked him out of the Beis Medrash for asking such questions. Now, Reb Zeira wasn't known to ask such questions. So I find it interesting that he's asking these questions here. Reb Zeira is a much more serious person. That's why Gemara says, Kam Rabba Vashachet Reb Zeira. They had Purim together. And the Aruch Lener, or Karen Orer, one of them says in Maseches Nida, Reb Yirmiya asked all these interesting questions to Reb Zeira. What happens if a woman gives birth to something that looks like a cow? Is she going to be Tamei Tumas La Yoledes? All these strange cases that never happened. So the Karen Ora says that Rabbi Yirmiya was trying to get Rabbi Zeira to crack a joke, just like smile a little bit, just like lighten up. He was a very, very uptight individual. So he says he was very mock, but no leitzanis. Rabbi Zeira had no leitzanis at all. He didn't tolerate for it. So that's why in Rabba, Shachat, he shechted, he killed Rabbi Zeira in Purim, because Rabbi Zeira couldn't loosen up, even on a day like Purim. So that's why I find it interesting that Rabbi Zeira is asking all these questions. But either way, the Gemara says, Amar Lei. Abaye says, the good question again was, the whole world is satisfied with the kokoseves, and old Melchabashan was also satisfied with that same size? So Amar Le Abaye answers, Kimle the Rabbanan de Bahachi Mitzvadaite Batsim Hachilo Mitzvadaite. Yeah, in Echanami. Miu Kuli Alma Tuva Vog Melchabashan Purta. We're all going to be satisfied. Now, how satisfied we'll be, that's going to be different. I'll be very satisfied. Og won't be so satisfied, but it'll be some level of satisfaction, and therefore Kosevis is the objective shear across the board. So Gemara now says, Maskevla Rebbe Zeira, Basar Shamein Bikikoseves, Fululave Gefanim Bikikoseves. Now let's talk about foods. Now, if I have a fat piece of meat, that's going to give me enough protein and energy to have something. If I'm going to have lettuce, a kokseves worth of lettuce, that's going to give me no energy at all, that's not going to satisfy me. So again, once again, Amar Le'Abaye. Abaye says, Kim lehul rabbanan debahachi misvadaiti batzim hachilu misvadaiti. Miubasa shamein tuva lulavi gufanam purta. A fat piece of meat will give me a lot of satisfaction, and some lettuce will give me less satisfaction, but either way, it's going to have some level of satisfaction. So then, Maskevla Rava. Now Rava comes in. He asks, "Kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, v'koseves b'chdei achilas pras." So Tina Kazayis in the chdei achilas pras at that time. Let's call him 9 minutes for now. So it's sensible to eat a kazayis in 9 minutes. But now you're dealing with koseves, which is much larger than a kazayis. So now having the same time span, 9 minutes, that means I need to stuff my face a little bit faster. That doesn't make any sense. So the response here is, Amalei Abaye. Abaye says back, Kim lehulu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan understood, Dibahachim misvadaite, but tefei mehachlo misvadaite. When a person eats very fast, the kokoseves, that's going to provide the satisfaction. If you nibble at the date and break it over 15 minutes, that's not going to provide the satisfaction. Ein hachanami, it's the same shear as kazayis. But that's what provides misvadaite. So then, now, this time, Rava asks another question, Maskevla Rava. So a little tricky with the girsa here. So let's look at Rashi, because the girsa is a bit trickier. Rashi says chatzi pras here. Sheshiuro lifsol es agvir. Laochlan ochlan tameim chatzi pras nifsal gufo milechel b'tshuma. If I have food that's tame, so normally the halacha is that food that's tame cannot make a person tame. Only a avatuma. Basic background is that the only way that a person and kalim include clothing, includes utensils, can become tame only from a avatuma, like a sheretz, like a nevela, like tumas meis, nida, midiraisa. And ochel and mashke can become tame not only from the avatuma, but even a rishon latuma can metame food and drink. Now the way to remember that is, food and drink get dirtier more than a person and kalim. You know, if a food falls on the floor, I'm not going to eat it. If I fall on the floor, I'm not going to take a bath. If my shirt touches the floor, I'm not going to clean it right away. So you see that food and water and drink is more sensitive to dirt than it is than people and kalim. The Ramban uses this mashal of actual dirt to spiritual tumah as well. So when the halacha is though, when I eat a tumas ochin, a chatzi pras, the Rashi explains, now if I'm a kohen, I cannot eat truma. If I eat a chatzi pras of tame food, it's matame the gavra, the person, even though normally it doesn't. We'll see this is the rabbanan at the end of the sugya. But the halacha is chatzi pras, if I eat a chatzi pras of food, that's tame, I'm tame if I'm a kohen and I can't eat truma anymore. It's called psul gvia. So the Gemara says, so that's the Gemara Shaila now. So Chatzi Pras needs to be eaten Bechdei Achiyas Pras. That also has to be in that same time frame. I think Chatzi Pras is a very large shear. So how am I going to have a large piece of bread in 9 minutes? I can't do that. That's almost impossible to do.
Of course you can eat a Chatzi Pras Bechdei Achiyas Pras. The definition of Bechdei Achiyas Pras is the time it takes to eat a Pras.
This is true. But the point is that if Kezias, which is smaller, exactly. Which it's capable of doing that without stopping. But if Kezias, we give that time frame, so Chatzi Pras should have double that time frame to eat it in. So the Gemara says, what's the answer? Amalei Rav Papa, don't ask a kasher from Hanach L'tumas Gvia. Leave that aside, because Delav Deraisi. That's not really Deraisa. As we said before, food doesn't make a person tummy. So therefore, it's only Midirabanan. So since it's Midirabanan, they were very makel that only if you eat the Chatzi Pras within that 9 minutes, only then does it make you tummy. But if it's longer than that, you won't become tummy. So then the Gemara says, is it really true? Mi Amar Papa, did Papa really say this? That Tumas Gvia is only Midirabanan? The Haksiv doesn't the Pasuk say. In the first Pasuk, it says, Velositamu behem vinit masam bam. And don't become tummy from them, and you will become tummy from touching them. So the Gemara says, let's see, the Pasuk says, Al tishaksu es nafshu seichem b'chol asher tashoritz, lo sitamu behem nit mesem bam, and you become tameh. Says Rashi, lo sitamu behem gavi achila ksiv, regarding eating, al tishaksu es nafshu seichem, dainu achila, don't eat them. Lo sitamu behem lo zuhi azhara tuma, that's not azhara for tuma, sharei ein yisol muzharn lo tameh. We're allowed to become tameh. There's no iser for you and I to become tameh. We're allowed to be tameh. Only Kohen can. Dichsid emor la Kohanim. Kohanim muzharim, vein Yisrael muzharim. So what's the Azhara? Ella Azharasan Achilasan. It must be an Azhara on the Achila. There's a gears to change there. La Achilasan hu, that you can't eat a sheretz. And then ksiv it's written, nitmesam bom mashmash aidei Achilasan titamu. If you do happen to eat them, which you shouldn't, the result is not as a punishment, but the metzias is a person will become tame after eating something that itself is tame. So we see it's in the first pasuk that achilas tumah makes you tummy. It's not dirabanan. So the Gemara answers midirabanan. V'amara papa mikan shetumah tgvia deraisa. So the Gemara answers midirabanan v'kra smach debalmu. It's really in a smach. That's not really a source. And Rashi says midirabanan dekra lav l'tumah asa she'en lecha davar mitame adamai deachila ela nevelas nivlas of tahor. The only case that makes a person tamei midiraisa for eating it is if you take a tahor bird and you eat it without a proper shechita, that will make the individual tamei. Any other achila would only be a tumah midirabanan. Mar now says, kol ha'ochlin, we said in the Mishnah that all the different types of food are mitstarif to each other to get to the shir of a kukoseves. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Papa, ha'achal umtza u'milcha, if you eat the piece of meat with the salt on top of it, mitstarif, the salt is mitstarif to that shir that you need. Even though salt itself isn't food, if a person were to eat salt itself, it wouldn't be roi l'achila. He wouldn't say brach on it. Wouldn't have the dinim of achila. Still, kevan d'achle inchi, since people eat it in that way, mitstarfin, it's mitstarf as part of the shir. Amar Reish Lakish now says, sir, nishagav yerek, some of the vegetable juices or the, I'm not sure where it's coming from exactly, but probably the vegetable juice that's on top of the vegetable themselves, mitzarif lekokoseves biyom kippurim, that too is taken into account for the shir pshita. That's very obvious. Why would you think otherwise? So ma'od usema, you would think maybe that's mashkehu. And we said in the Mishnah, mashke and ochel doesn't come together. They're two different shirim. Kamash milan kol achshuri ochla uchlahu, anything that enhances the food. So it's not the vegetable juice. It must be some type of dip. If it's there, Rashi says mashke habalim masek es haochel. It's there to sweeten and enhance it. Then the mashke itself is viewed as ochlahu, and you count it as part of the shear. Another statement from Reish Lakish is, Amar Reish Lakish, Ha'ochel achila gasa b'yom ha'kippurim, a person who stuffed his face on the Suda Mafsekis right before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur begins and he eats more food, but that food is really overindulging. He can't eat it anymore. He really mamash it to force it down his throat to eat. That's called an achila gasa. Such an achila would be pater. My time, what's the reason? Because the pasuk says, Asher lo suune ksiv prat lemazik, as opposed to mazik. Now, mazik can be interpreted one of two ways. There's a machlokas rishonim. Does mazik mean it's mazik me as the person, or mazik is I'm mazik the food? Anything that's not called achila, it's a damage to the food. So Rashi says, prat lemazik lezeh she'inu bevatel mimenu shum inoy aide achila zu el mazik hu es ha'ochlin ves atmo. Rashi says both. You're being mazik both the food and yourself. Mazik is not called achila, and you're pater for doing that on Yom Kippur. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Reish Lakish Zar Shachot Shuma Achila Gasa. So let's say a Zar non kohen who's aser tchai meat to eat a person's chuma. It also has chai for stealing the guy's chuma away. So the Zar eats it as achila gasa. He fills himself up with the regular food. And then he has, for some extra dessert, he has chuma, which may qualify as achila gasa. He pays back the keren, but doesn't pay eino mishalem es achomesh. Why? He pays the keren back because he stole the guy's food. He stole a kohen's food. But he doesn't pay the normally, when a person eats chuma, you need to pay a penalty of a chomesh to the kohen. But in this case, for an achila gasa, you don't pay the chomesh. Why? Because the pasuk says, I'm reading the pasuk on the side here. V'ish ki yochel kodesh b'shkaga, v'yosaf chamishaso alav, v'noson l'koin yisak kodesh. You pay an extra fifth. Only ki yochel, only when you eat it, prat lemazik, but when you are eating achila gasa, which we now know means a mazik, both yourself and the food, then you're pater from paying the chomesh. And we'll do one more statement here. At least we'll try to get, I think there's two dots on the top there. We'll try to get there. Plenty of time. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zar, Shekoses, Hazar, whose koses, what does koses mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says that whenever you see the word koses, Rashi always defines it. He says, Kol davar shehu ochlo shelo kederach achilasa karele koses. If you're eating something that's not in the normal way to eat it, that's called koses. So koses se'orum shel truma. You're eating barley. Barley, if it wasn't cooked, it's not meant to be eaten. So eating barley of truma. So then he's meshalim es hakeren ve'inu meshalim es hachomesh. He pays back the value of what he ate because he took the Kohen's food, but he doesn't pay the Chomesh because Ki Yochal, the Pasuk says, Prat Lamazik, as opposed to Sorum, which you're Mazik, both the food and yourself. Gemara says eating Sorum really damages a person's stomach if it's raw. So if a person is both damaging himself and it's called Mazik, the food, you're Pater from paying the Chomesh. And then lastly, Amar Rav Shizvi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zar Shebola Shizvin Shel Truma. The Zar, non-Kohen, swallows Shizvin. Rashi says prunes, okay, some type of prunes, right? Prunes, he swallowed prunes from the Truma. Oh, is it, yeah? Okay. So you swallow these prunes, so the Hiki, and then he vomits them up, V'achlan, and then he eats it again. So Achlan Acher, I guess another guy eats it. So then the Rishon, the first guy, Mishalim Karen V'Chomesh, the first guy who ate the prunes, he pays the Karen, plus he eats the Chomesh, because the prunes are something that's edible. So he pays both. Shani, the second guy, who decides to eat up the guy's vomit, Ein Mishalim Ela Deme Eitim L'Rishon Bilvad. Now this requires some Tzarchin, but the shot is, the second guy doesn't owe anything, he only pays the Deme Eitim, because now after the Rishon vomited up, that's at least some fuel for the fire. You could have thrown it into fire to keep it going a few extra minutes. So he stole the Kohen's rightful rights to the Demei Eitzim. So he pays Demei Eitzim to the, not to the Kohen, but to the Rishon. Because now the Rishon is Kone, the food. Once it's Shinoi and you eat it, it's his. So when he vomits it up, you have no right to take my vomit away. That's my Eitzim. So he eats up the Eitzim. The Shani guy pays the Rishon the Demei Eitzim. Okay, on that note, we'll stop here. Hope everyone had dinner already.